That comfort. Do you notice a big difference in Rodney year two versus year one?
Yeah, I mean, I would say everybody's probably a little bit better than we were last year. For Rodney being in the same system, I mean, Rodney's a smart guy. It wasn't like he needed to have a lot of time to learn the system or not. But I think like all of our guys, the more that you're in the system and you're really playing with the group that we got in there, having another year with Malcolm, having another year with the corners, another year with the linebackers. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on there back there at safety. I mean, a tight end goes from the right side to the left side, changes the cover, changes the technique, changes his job. So I think everybody's come a little bit more comfortable in year two, and he's done a good job, obviously.
How about behind the scenes? I think everybody sort of knows that Malcolm is a leader, but what is Rodney like in the meeting room?
I think they're a great complement to each other. They push each other on the field. They push each other in the meeting room. Rodney's obviously a very sharp guy. He's played a lot of football. He gets it. He gets the preparation part of it, and he comes in every single day trying to get better. He's helped us a lot.
You know, last year with Rodney, he had a moment. I don't think we've talked to you, and maybe you have since then, but Jim really stuck up for him when he had that a couple of times where he looked like he wasn't in on a tackle where he could have been. What is it that we missed that you guys see in him in certain plays like that? I think it was the Cincinnati game where it looked like he held up and didn't.
Not sure what Jim's comment on that was, but I've been around a guy that plays harder, that prepares harder than Rodney. Mm-hmm. And I would have to sit down and watch that play with you, but I would never second guess Rodney. I mean, if he misses a tackle, he misses a tackle. I mean, the guy plays one speed, and that's absolutely full speed ahead. And he's missed some tackles here and there, and he's made a lot. I mean, he's one of the better open field tacklers I've been around in the safety position, which is not easy coming out of the post like that all the time, especially some of the skill guys that we play. I've never questioned his effort or his ability to tackle ever. Now, could he maybe take a better angle sometimes? Sure. I mean, but I've never questioned Roddy's effort. I don't think I ever would.
As a follow-up on Sydney, Doug made a decision, obviously, this year to travel him on the road, which is unusual for an injured player.
Mm-hmm.
What value is he getting being in
absolutely
those meetings?
Yeah. I mean, again, he hasn't missed anything. So, obviously, anytime you can be in it like you're playing in the game, obviously now whenever that time comes, if it's this year, if it's next year, whenever it is, then that's, I mean, he's already been through that entire process, traveling, being in the meetings at the hotel. Those days are long sometimes, especially when you play at night. It's a lot of sitting around and waiting, and you know, we do our meetings and all that other stuff, but I mean, I think the more comfortable he gets and is in every situation he can be in, better transition is for when he's ready to play.
There are plenty of corners in the league who don't really feel like tackling very much, mm-hmm. but you guys don't seem to have those. How important is that to have corners who stop the run?
Me and for us, it's an absolute necessity, just like it is being able to cover and catch a ball or make an adjustment in the defense. I mean, if you can't tackle, the way offenses are running the ball, especially this team that we're about to play, if you can't tackle on the perimeter, you're not going to be any good. And we've committed to that just like we have to everything else as we go about our daily business. You've got to be able to tackle, and you guys have seen it. I mean, between Jalen Mills, Rasul had one the other night. You know, it depends on what the coverage is and where the guy's fit is, but if you're called upon and that ball gets on the edge, Jalen Watkins had a great tackle down there in the red zone. That is an absolute necessity. And if you can't do that, then you're not going to be out there. Just like if you couldn't cover somebody, you're not going to be out there. So,
What are some characteristics you like specifically out of a player for a nickel cornerback? Not guys on the roster, but just in general, a nickel corner as opposed to a guy that plays on the outside.
Yeah, you've got to be smart. You've got to be tough. Obviously, the guys that usually line up in there are quick twitch guys, maybe not the fastest guys, but quick twitch. I mean, we're already on to the Cowboys right now, so I'm sitting up there watching Beasley. The guy's a good player. Very, very skilled in there, does a great job of running routes, and you obviously have to have a player that has the skill set to go in there and do that. The other thing that happens to those guys in there is it doesn't matter what coverage, things happen fast in there. You're closer to the box. People are going to 11, what we call 11 personnel, three wideouts on first down and second down, and teams do that on purpose. A lot of teams do it to make you put the nickel out there, and then they're going to run the ball. So the guys also got to go up there and show on the box. I mean, first and second down, the guy's basically an outside linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's got to go in there and tackle and show up in the B gap. So It's a special position. I mean, you got to have all three factors. You got to be tough. You got to be smart. You got to be able to cover. You got to be able to tackle. You got to know where you fit in the run game, depending on what the front is. It's a valuable. And then you got. I mean, we're out there in nickel more than we are in base. So guys playing a lot of snaps. And fortunately, Pat's done a great job for us in that.
Can you pinpoint when in your coaching career in the league that started to turn, where the nickel guy became that much more important than he had been?
Wow. I would say when I got in, it was 2004 in the league. I think it was probably already on that way. There were probably a few more two-back teams at that point. Mm-hmm. Right now, obviously, if there's two backs in the backfield right now, you're the minority now. I mean, it's most teams got one back there. Everybody's got a little bit of it, short yardage. Put two backs out there and two tight ends. San Francisco had a little bit of it, but for the majority of my time in the league, it's been more 11 personnel than it's been 21.